GOP leaders in the state legislature have reached a deal with Governor Ducey on a new state budget. Rank-and-file lawmakers are set to hear details of the spending plan today, and they could be voting on it within a few days. With me for our weekly look at what's to come at the state capitol is Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Ben.
Good morning.
So what do we know about this deal?
Well, we don't know much right now because this was exclusively negotiated by GOP leaders in the House and Senate. That's Senate President Karen Fan and House Speaker Rusty Bowers with the ninth floor, the governor's office. So we'll be looking for details to leak out today as this supposed deal is being presented to those rank and file lawmakers that you mentioned. And it will be important to get feedback from them because we'll know pretty quickly if this is a deal that the entire Republican caucus in each chamber can support.
Well, does it seem like leadership, the legislative leadership and the governor would have announced a deal if they weren't at least somewhat confident that they could get their members behind it?
Traditionally, I would say yes, but I think that they're under the gun at this point. There's a lot of whispers at the Capitol that come Memorial Day weekend and the weeks to follow, there are a lot of lawmakers who have travel plans, who plan on being out of the state and won't be available to come back. I think this is kind of boom or bust for these Republican leaders to get something done this week. And this might be the type of year where leadership just feels like we need to twist a lot of arms to get this done. Maybe no one's going to be playing nice this week. That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting.
That should be fun for everybody. And presumably the arm twisting starts today, right? When rank and file lawmakers start getting a view of some of the details.
Yeah, I suspect we won't actually see budget bills introduced at the Capitol until after all of those meetings with the rank and file and the Republican caucuses has occurred. So it could be early to late evening when the bills are eventually dropped. I just presume you want to have those meetings first in case that gives you an opportunity to make any last minute changes to the bills before they're officially put on paper and introduced if something comes up. And I would be surprised if something didn't come up this morning and afternoon.
Ben, you mentioned sort of a deadline with travel plans and everything of the Memorial Day weekend, which is, of course, next Monday. Is there a sense that the Republicans in the legislature are trying to get the whole thing done by this week?
Absolutely. They want to wrap up the budget. They want to wrap up any bills that might tie into the budget but need to be passed separately. The goal is absolutely to get this thing done this week. If you introduce the budget today, the earliest you could actually pass it is sometime on Wednesday. In my experience at the Capitol, once you start a week, you usually use the full week to pass a budget, so it might not be until Thursday, but they want to wrap up everything and they want to get out of here. You know, it's been over 120 days. There's been a lot reported on the fact that lawmakers per diem, their daily allowance for travel, for food, things like that has gone down. The longer folks stay here, the worse things tend to get. So everybody just wants to go home.
Yeah, moods tend to be a little more sour as the temperatures start going up. Although this week, maybe that's not going to be the case.
At least they're going to have cool weather to debate and fight over a budget.
Exactly. Well, so Ben, we should very briefly remind our listeners some of the big sticking points, maybe not so much even always budget related. There's the vehicle license fee that Michelle Ugenti-Reda is unhappy about. There's the bill dealing with extending the statute of limitations for victims of childhood sexual abuse. Is there reason to believe that there might be a end to the impasse on those issues and others?
It's hard to see, honestly. I mean, just this morning, there's going to be a press conference with child sex abuse victims at the Capitol calling out a bill introduced by Speaker Rusty Bowers last week that attempts to sort of bridge the gap between what the victims and particularly what Senator Paul Boyer were asking for, which is an opportunity for victims who have passed the statute of limitations to, I guess, identify their abusers and sue them in civilly in court. And Bowers' bill does not accomplish that. It simply ups the statute of limitations from 20 to, I believe, 25. And that's not good enough for these victims. Paul Boyer has said that's not good enough for him. So right there, there's an example of this morning, a fight brewing, and I don't see a a nice end to that. I just don't. And as for the VLT, that's an issue where I think it absolutely could be wrapped up in the budget. There's been talk about reducing that $32 fee to $18. Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda has been pushing for an outright repeal of it. And this is kind of where the rubber meets the road, and we see if Michelle Ugenti-Reda will really not vote for a budget if she doesn't get that issue. And she's repeatedly said, I won't if it's not repealed. So we're going to need to see those details in the budget. And more importantly, the rank and file Republicans are going to need to see those details. And then we'll know if they can move forward or not.
All right. We'll keep the coffee brewing for you. Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Could be a long week at the Capitol this week. Ben, thank you.
Very long week. Thank you.